Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1914. 5 Unexpected Results of Adopting a Plant-Based Diet by Jen Hayes of jenhayes.me. And I'm your host and narrator, Dr. Neil Malik. Hey there, happy middle of the week Wednesday, and welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I read to you from popular health and fitness blogs to help you optimize your health. Now it's Wednesday, and like I do every Wednesday, since it's the middle of the week and we might just need that extra push to get through these last couple of days, I like to share a little bit of inspiration with you. So with that, here we go. Quote, have confidence that if you have done a little thing well, you can do a bigger thing well too. David Story. All right, with that, let's get right to today's post and start optimizing your life. 5 Unexpected Results of Adopting a Plant-Based Diet by Jen Hayes of jenhayes.me. During my last semester of college, I began taking a medication that has the unfortunate side effect of increasing appetite. I constantly felt like I was starving no matter how much I ate. It's not surprising that I rapidly gained 40 pounds. Several months ago, I made the decision to stop taking the medication because the benefits no longer seemed to outweigh the costs. After stopping the medication, I was frustrated to find that although my appetite had decreased a little, I still felt hungrier than I should. I would eat a full bowl of crackers or Cheerios, and instead of feeling full, I'd feel even hungrier than I had before I'd started eating. I gained another 10 pounds, and my BMI went from overweight to obese. I hadn't been happy with my weight for the past few years, but it had at least remained stagnant for a while. Seeing it increase again, even though I had stopped taking the medication that had initiated my weight gain in the first place, scared me. I knew that if I didn't start making some drastic changes to my diet, I would probably continue to gain and gain until I became morbidly obese. A friend of mine suggested veganism to me, and I decided to try it out. I expected that I wouldn't be able to stick with it for long and that I'd hate it, but I've been surprised to find that veganism actually works pretty well for me. Here are 5 unexpected results I've seen since adopting a plant-based diet. 1. Reduced appetite. You know how everyone says processed junk food makes you more hungry and that healthy foods are filling? I thought this was a myth because I used to never feel full after eating a salad. After drastically changing my diet by cutting out processed food completely, I now know what the actual problems were. First of all, my salads were too small. A salad that's nothing but lettuce or spinach and a couple of tiny pieces of veggies is not going to fill you up. Salads should be large and full of veggies. Secondly, before I started my current diet, I was eating a lot of processed foods, like crackers. Those foods were making me hungrier, and it's no surprise that no matter what else I ate, I wouldn't feel full. Now that I've cut out processed foods completely, I always feel full after finishing a meal, even a salad. 2. No extra cost at the grocery store. Surprisingly, I don't spend any more on groceries than I used to. Not eating meat definitely helps. Meat is expensive. I also don't buy quite as much food because I'm no longer constantly hungry. 3. More difficult mentally than physically. I expected that if I adopted a vegan diet, I'd be starving all the time and wouldn't have any energy. I've been surprised to find that veganism is actually much more challenging mentally rather than physically. I feel great physically, but it was definitely tough mentally in the beginning. The first few days, I missed junk food and processed food so much that it made me feel miserable mentally. I'm happy to say that it's been over a month now without processed food, and the cravings are much less frequent, although I still do get them once in a while. One thing that helps me is to remind myself that I will eat some of my favorite foods again, just not right now. It gets depressing when you tell yourself that you can never eat pizza again. Just remind yourself that you'll have a cheat meal at some point, but not right now. The part that frustrates me most is how bored I get with eating the same fruits, veggies, and nuts all the time. I have a pretty high tolerance for eating the same foods over and over, but my current diet is boring, even for me. 4. Weight loss. I've lost 15 pounds so far. When I first changed my diet, the pounds fell off quickly. Now, the weight loss is slower, which is a little frustrating for an impatient person like me. Still, it's awesome to see the number on the scale staying the same instead of increasing. And 5, faster grocery store trips. I don't know about you, but I find grocery shopping about as enjoyable as getting a root canal or standing in line at the DMV. So I love that my diet has enabled me to shorten my trips to the grocery store. Since I'm only eating natural foods, I pretty much only shop in the peripheral areas of the store, and I can skip most of the aisles. You just listened to the post titled, 5 Unexpected Results of Adopting a Plant-Based Diet by Jen Hayes of jenhayes.me. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. I really appreciated today's author, Jen's honesty. Switching from an omnivore-type diet to a completely plant-based diet can be exhausting. Not so much physically, but as she said, mentally. If we think about how much planning may be needed to make this switch, we may feel tired just thinking about it. So Jen's honesty and admission that it may seem time-consuming at first was refreshing to hear. In fact, whenever I talk to patients or clients that want to make the switch to a plant-based diet, I tell them that it's important to plan it well, just to make sure they get all the necessary nutrients. And again, that can be exhausting. But I've had patients tell me, "Hey, Dr. Neil, you'll be so happy. I'm eating more plant-based foods." I'll say, "Great, tell me what you've been eating." They'll respond with, "Well, for breakfast, I had a bowl of oatmeal with fruit. Then, for lunch, a peanut butter and jelly sandwich with some fruit on the side, and then spaghetti with marinara sauce for dinner." Did you catch that? This was basically a carb-based diet. Not necessarily what we consider a plant-based diet. Even though the foods, yes, were plant-based, the diet was missing actual vegetables. Over time, this will probably lead to some nutrient deficiencies. So a well-planned, plant-based diet with lots of variety is helpful. And I always recommend that those that follow a vegan lifestyle talk to their doctor or dietitian about supplementing with vitamin B12, omega-3 fats, especially EPA and DHA, there are vegan versions available, vitamin D, and iron. All right, that'll do it for another edition of Optimal Health Daily. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you back here tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.